Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Mad. Mad. M-A-D. Text MAD to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. And the word this hour is MAD. M-A-D. Good luck. Hope you win $1,000. Message and data rates apply. All right, so there's the word. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is out still in St. Louis partying for her brother's 50th. We've been live all morning, though, and we appreciate you being here. We'll be back again tomorrow, and we've got some texts here. Before we hand it over to, we've got Lexi coming
Lexi,
up, and Jane's already in the building.
Lexi. Yeah, she is early.
I would have expected she was in Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Oh,
her and all her shows. But anyway, so the rest of the team's ready to come up and hang with you all day here on Alice. Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's different than the number to win the $1,000. This is where you can comment or send pics or whatever. Here's some of the stuff that you guys sent us today. 559 says, what if they know the person in the costume and they're proposing to them? I understand why you're thinking that, because as a rational human being, you're thinking, why would a grown man be in line at for a fairy princess and be proposing to her? It makes no sense. Right. And that's why I'm sharing the story with you. He's not hurting anybody, and it's no big deal, but it's happening. It happens there all the time. And that's, I would only know this because I have a 4-year-old little girl that's in line waiting for her turn to take a picture.
And call him whatever you want, fanatic maybe, but it's people like that put so much of their hard-earned money into going to Disneyland.
They love it.
Watching Frozen a million times and buying anything Frozen.
And I do get, and here's an example, much way less extreme in my opinion than going and proposing to Elsa. But I watched the Christopher Robin movie with my kid over the weekend, and I was a Winnie the Pooh fan. I loved the movie. So, yeah, it was only the price of a movie, and I went because my kid was with me, but I loved it. So maybe that little bit of childhood innocence and freedom comes back to them when they're in the park, and it's a lot better than doing drugs.
They can be a kid again.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but believe me, that wasn't his actual girlfriend, I promise.
On that line, 707 says, I used to work in the theme park business and spoke with an HR rep from Disney at a conference, and it's crazy to hear all the rules you have to follow if you play one of the characters at any of the Disney parks.
It's probably not crazy. It's probably super important that they have to be very careful.
Yes.
Because like I said, these are from your childhood, you come up with these characters, and it's probably super important to many people, and the last thing they want is for anyone's sort of image to be shattered by one angry employee.
And it just takes one.
I noticed you guys have been playing Africa every day. What did I miss? Is there a funny story about this? Apparently, people who are fans of Weezer had been asking them, whether on Twitter or somewhere on a fan site, had been asking them to cover this song. So they did it, and they have a hit on their hands. So that's the story.
Someone had said
fan request.
You know, Toto played in Oakland over the weekend.
Oh.
Here.
Were you there?
No, I was not there, but someone had texted that Toto ended their set in Oakland with Weezer's Hash Pipe.
Oh, cool.
And they said it was totally badass.
650 says, Christina Applegate is doing a new Netflix show.
Mm.
So she is busy.
Yeah.
Human, Patrick Stewart is one of the was in one of the biggest movies of 2017, Logan. He's Professor X.
Right. Oh, we'll have to remind Human that. He stepped out to go feed parking.
Okay. George Michael didn't OD. Cause of death was fatty liver disease, likely from drugs and alcohol, but still, says 510. Mm-hmm. Another 510 says, George Michael's boyfriend seems like such a gold digger, like he was only in it for the money. Not George Michael.
Yeah.
Well, I could see if you are someone's person and you have this life together and they leave behind all this money.
And not to you.
Like, he went out of his way not to give it to him.
Or it, you know, he didn't expect to die and he had not updated his
will. That's possible too, but...
will.
Here's a person who was probably thinking they're going to be cared for and
forever.
There's plenty of money there, and then for the money to go to charity and not like
not me.
It went around the money went right around him.
But it trips me out that he turned down $650,000.
He probably thought he was going to get millions and millions of dollars, yeah. And maybe George knew that about him.
Mm.
It's totally possible.
Yeah, estimated value at $200 million.
Yeah.
Dang.
So 650?
Yeah.
You know you're going to go through that really fast if you're someone who has a high lifestyle.
Right. You've been accustomed to the finer things in life. Hey, Human's back. What was the name of that movie again, Vin?
Logan.
Oh, yeah. What about Logan?
That Patrick Stewart was in there.
He was, yeah.
Someone was pointing that out to you.
Yeah.
I scratched my cornea taking a contact out, says 775, and then got an infection. It was incredibly painful. I couldn't open my eyes for 4 days without screaming in agony.
Oh, my goodness.
Scratch cornea is no joke.
Sarah texted me.
What'd you say?
She goes, sorry, I was kind of out of it. I go, you were great.
Right back, we noticed.
Ha, ha, ha. Sarah sounds like an old smoker on the phone. Hope she is better soon. The eye is the... 510 says the eye is the fastest healing part of the body. I was thinking about that too. I've also heard your tongue is as well. People who get their tongues pierced, if they take the piercing out, their tongue heals up right away on them.
Is that because it's your eyes so moist?
I don't know.
Mouth?
I don't know. It's just one of those weird fast facts. 415 again. I used to work for an eye doctor who always said the eye is the fastest healing organ in the body.
Wow.
It says the cornea is the only part of the human body that has no blood supply. So it gets oxygen directly through the air, which that somehow helps it heal.
No. All right.
Thanks.
It's true.
We ended up talking about wedding rings for a second, and a million people wrote.
Because you and Brynn are looking at rings?
No, well, it was something that I've thought about. Trying to imagine something on my hand full time seems really weird at this age. I feel like I'd have trouble breathing with it on.
Uh-huh.
So, and then I was just trying to think, like, what is platinum... brighter than gold?
I think it's just a preference.
I know, but which one is less
I guess platinum.
Showy?
I guess platinum.
Platinum is less showy than gold.
I didn't show you the wedding bands I found for you.
I don't know that anything you found is going to be my style, but feel free. I mean... So Bryn's like... I haven't... Okay, those are way too disco for me. Bryn, have a look.
I have trouble, Vinny.
Yeah.
You know, I wear my wedding ring, and I have three rings on this hand, my wedding.
Three.
Yeah, three separate rings.
Bands.
Yeah, well, one's a diamond ring and then two other little bands. But this hand, I have a problem with rings And I don't know if it's because I'm right-handed. Maybe it's bigger. Maybe I use it more.
So you don't wear them usually, or you do?
I take this ring off every day. Hmm. When I get home, I take it off.
And you don't take the other one off?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
You shower with that on?
Absolutely. I've never taken this off, except to get fixed or polished. But this one bothers me.
You wash your hands with it on?
Absolutely.
You go to bed with it on?
Yep. All the stuff with it on.
You do?
Yes. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
I don't know that I will.
You will.
My husband works a job where a ring would be dangerous for him to wear. We exchange wedding bands on our wedding day, but he only wears his when he goes out to events like parties or date night. We like the idea of meaning behind exchanging rings, but I have no issues with the ring staying in a box on his dresser. I have to admit, this is going to sound super lame, like what a dork thing to admit, but I've been looking at people I know to see what they're wearing, to see if it looks disco or stands out too much or whatever. I've looked at our boss's ring to see what he's wearing.
He probably has a cool one.
Yeah, he does. But it's weird to think, like, all of a sudden I look at my empty hand and think, I don't know if I want to see a ring on there. I have a feeling, though, I'm going to be told I need to wear one.
Yeah.
Can you go without one? If you tell Anita I don't want to wear a ring, will she be cool with it?
I can try that. I'm pretty sure. She hasn't put, like, any pressure on me regarding the ring thing, so. And she has a ring right now, and I don't. So.
Right now, though, her hands are filled up with baby. But right, at some point...
She does have the, you know, engagement ring.
I understand, but at some point, once her time frees up a little bit, she's going to turn her head back to the wedding thing.
To certain priorities.
And it's going
to
be on.
We'll just see. Surprised
you haven't sort of thought about what that's...
Not at all.
You're just in denial.
Someone is saying to get a white gold band.
Hey, guys. White gold?
Yeah.
All right, I'll look into that. Hey, guys. Maybe you can post the missing dog's image and owner's contact info on Alice.com. So many of us dog or cat owners... Oh, so many of us are dog or cat owners, and they're like family to us. Nelson!
Nelson!
Come home! Human?
Oh, I love you.
You want to post?
Nelson sounds like he's 100 years old.
Is it Amy?
Jan. Yeah, Janice.
Do you want to post her stuff on our page
or
not? Oh,
that would be great. I didn't want to, you know, I put it on my personal page, but if I could put it on the Sarah and Vinny page, that would be awesome.
Yeah, okay,
I don't see how it could hurt.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Hopefully there's an outcome.
Did Sarah just puff on a cigarette while on the phone?
No. She wouldn't do that.
She puffed on her e-cigarette.
Of course not.
She's just not even conscious she's doing it, is she?
No.
Cigarette smoking was never that for me. It always felt... I mean, I loved it and I was addicted to it, but I always knew it was dirty and I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
So I never sort of did it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was like, if my mom was around, I wouldn't smoke. Mm-hmm. So I always had to leave.
I'll be back.
True. Now, well, that's one of the reasons why when I see her kids hanging around all the time, I think my experience of that age is so different because I always needed to go get high and drink with my friends and smoke cigarettes. I never did that around my parents. It makes me think, like, her kids are so healthy, right?
Right. They are in every way.
Okay, next. Listening to my favorite morning team from NYC, and they sent us a picture from New York, which is really cool. Thanks. Love to hear that and see that. Hey, Vinny, my wife works in an operating room, and she had a ring tattooed. It looks fabulous. 10 years and still feel like newlyweds.
Aw.
Vinny, don't get a ring too wide. My new husband had to buy a new thinner ring because the wide ring hurt even after almost a year. Koa wedding ring. Both my husband and I love ours. All right.
Someone said something about don't wear it when you surf, though.
Well, this is another thing. So my friend Brian and I were surfing just the other day, and I noticed he takes his off every time he surfs because he's afraid it's going to fall off.
Oh, fall off. Someone was saying something that an animal might see it and attack you.
Oh, a shark?
Yes.
An animal.
I was like, what is this? I didn't want to say
I appreciate
shark.
You editing the text there, but I'm aware
they'll
of
think
what...
it's a lure, or they'll think it's something, you know, to jump on.
And well, I certainly want the best odds possible.
Yes, absolutely.
For safety.
By the way, Hooman is reviewing Meg.
Yeah, we're reviewing Meg this week. That's for you, Vin.
Have you seen it yet?
See it tonight in IMAX 3D.
Who are you seeing it with?
Rudy.
All right, Rudy.
I asked Johnny Mosley, Michael Fronti, Tommy Igo. I was like, hey, who wants to do this? No one got back to me. I was like,
just because they don't want to see that particular movie.
Yeah, they don't like. It's weird. They don't care about it. I think it's going to be a huge film. I think it's going to be super fun, too.
Like, Fronti's kid is due any minute, isn't
he? 1 month from today.
Oh, isn't he?
She's getting big.
When's your baby due?
Like next week?
August 20th or something like that.
Yeah.
Man. Next.
I'd love to see it happen like any minute, though.
You would?
Well, yeah, mom is getting pretty...
moody and stuff like that?
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say pretty uncomfortable.
For you.
Is that a code word for moody? Or?
Yeah.
She's uncomfortable. She's huge, and there's a thing moving around in her tummy. It's super weird.
Yes,
I know that the
freaky.
It goes on all around the world every single day, but you just can't believe it when it's happening to you. I would just not be able to deal with a human in my tummy moving around. Dude, keep it down in there.
Does Isla get a chance to see the movements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is? Does she freak out at
all? She loves it, and she's tripping on it, and she's sort of like... that's going to come out of you. How?
Yikes. What do you guys say?
Let her mom handle that.
How's the naming coming?
My tummy.
We got a nice list, and I think we'll just deal with that when the time comes.
How many on the list?
15.
So you'll just, she'll come out and you'll go, she looks like
her mom
a
will
Ripley.
Probably go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her mom has her own list, I'm sure.
I know. Vinny has the fake list. She's got the real list.
You're probably right. You are probably, you know, that's too bad, isn't it?
It is. really sad. Game over.
On that, why don't we just break? Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Time for us to check out Lexi. Lexi's going to take over. And then Jane, who's already in the building, everyone, she's going to be up this afternoon. So.
They have more words and Charlie Puth tickets as well.
So we appreciate you being with us.
What do you plan the rest of the day?
I'm talking to you, by the way.
Oh, thanks so much.
I mean, I was talking to the listeners, too. But weirdly, Hooman hasn't left already, everyone.
I know. Well, I've got some commercials to record. And
all right.
Big lunch, big fancy. And then I got to go see Meg tonight.
Big lunch with who?
Just a woman from South Africa. She's pretty, like, tied in, and I wanted to pick her brains.
Were you with her when you went?
To what?
Oh, where did
when
you go?
Went to South Africa. When
I went to South Africa.
I was like, didn't he go to South Africa?
I went by myself. Yeah. So ever since I've been back, I've been meeting with people who know Africa well and kind of picking their brains and seeing what kind of like things I missed and should check out next time I go.
You're
really
going to go back?
I am, absolutely. It was like so life-changing.
When's that going to happen?
I guess hopefully like around December maybe.
Oh, you better put
time.
That request in.
Well, aren't we on vacation?
No, not you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. I'm glad I came in here.
To answer your question, I have a doctor's appointment with the missus. We're going to go have the doc appointments at the end are one a week, I think. So we got to go
good.
To that.
Need to do it.
What about you?
John's sort of off today, so...
So lunch.
We'll go have lunch somewhere.
With the mister.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
And Bryn?
I'm painting my room.
All right.
I was painting my room over the weekend. I thought about Vinny all weekend. I was like, This guy did this so much that they thought he worked at the YMCA. Oh. This really sucks.
I painted and painted and painted. And ever since then, I had this girl I was with for a while. She got this apartment and she told the landlord, she's like, oh, we'll just paint it. It's fine. We'll do it ourselves. And I was like, dude, that is days of work. You have no idea. People don't realize paint is days of work.
Yeah.
The prepping,
Yeah, it seems like the prepping is the worst.
It is. It is so time consuming, and now my arm hurts and whatever.
But are your, what do you guys call them? The circles? Are they?
Oh, yeah, my rings are closing. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
200% like every
Getting
day.
Getting that exercise. All right, then. We're checking out. We'll be back tomorrow, everyone. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.